Hello and welcome to the Townsend Training Podcast. I'm your host, Greg Townsend, and I will be looking at bringing you all the latest information and education that is out there and turning that into usable information that you can actually use to improve your life, reduce your body fat, increase muscle, improve your happiness, and generally live an all-round healthier lifestyle. Hello and welcome to episode number 22 of the podcast. Today's one is going to be quite a short one. I'm thinking sort of only a few minutes, and I am just going to talk about something you've sort of known anyway, but something I've just read about and listened about, and it just made me think again, and it made me not rethink anything, but made me reiterate something. And the way to think about your, what should we call it, health journey, if you like, is the triangle. So three points of the triangle. And as we go through here today, as you'll see how they all intertwine, and this is why I've sort of wanted to cover it again. Three points of your triangle. One point of your triangle, nutrition. Another point of your triangle, mental performance. And a third point of the triangle, physical condition. And I know they're sort of a bit, broad. But, you know, physical condition will mean different things to different people. Physical condition may mean low body fat to some people. Physical condition may mean being able to run a marathon. Physical condition may be doing a triathlon, maybe building muscle, whatever it may be. And each person will have an individual goal, which is why you've got that there. Mental performance is all about getting your mind in the right place. Getting your mind in the right place. And I will come back to that and talk about that in a little bit more detail in a second. And then the third one is nutrition. The old adage saying you cannot out-train a bad diet, which is true. It is true. It certainly makes it a lot more difficult. And generally speaking, if you can get one of those points of your triangle pretty good, as in it becomes a big focus for you, is the other two will generally sort of follow. And a lot of people, you know, depending on what you read, it depends which one you should focus on. As people say, get one right, the other two follow. If you get one right, you struggle with the other, if that sort of makes sense. Is they focus on one to help improve and get the other two moving, if you like. And, you know, something that is about a lot today is getting your mindset right. And I do agree that get that right first of all, and I think the rest sort of come quite nicely, follow it on. But that doesn't mean you cannot do the other two. But there's a lot of buts here. I think you have to have a certain degree of your mind in the right place before you can look at or get really good at the nutrition side or the physical condition side, depending on your goal. Something that I read again this morning is transformation starts from the neck upwards. Get your mind in the right place, the rest will follow. And it's all to do with feelings, I guess, triggers. And that being, like, if you can, how can I word it? Everything you think creates a feeling inside of you. That sounds a little bit out there, doesn't it? Everything you think creates a feeling. And then every feeling you have creates a behavior. And those behaviors lead to lifestyle. All your lifestyle is built up of different behaviors. And then those behaviors then lead you to healthy eating, if you like, or better quality of eating, better methods of eating. And then that also, the behaviors will lead to better physical condition. And what does that mean? That can mean, you know, without going too one-sided here, is someone may say something to you. Say, for example, you are slightly overweight. Someone may say something, not directly on purpose, that may trigger you, it may affect you, it may upset you, if you like, about being overweight. And that feeling, that thought, will create a feeling of maybe anger, pissed off, upset. But it will make you feel conscious of you being slightly overweight, if you like. And that could potentially lead you to changing your behaviours. So someone says something inadvertently or makes you think, okay, I'm overweight. That will then trigger something in you that says, right, I need to do something about this. Which can, you know, as we now know, can go either looking at food or looking at exercise. And in my opinion, these two massively intertwine with each other. If you are exercising, I think you take a more conscious effort with your food. If you are taking a more conscious effort with your food, that fuels your exercise far better. So I think they sort of merge together. And that's sort of the point I'm trying to get on with this really quick sort of episode here, is the three-point triangle, is how they all intertwine. And if you can, you know, rather than just focusing on one, so say if you just focus on exercise, 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 without changing the mindset and changing the other lifestyle factors, and without changing your food, is, I'm not going to say you won't get anywhere, but you'll find it more difficult, a slower process. But if you can get all 3 points of this triangle, I'm going to throw a percentage, say if you get, I don't know, say if you improve 50% on all three of them points of your triangle than what you currently are. So you up your exercise by 50% to improve your physical condition, you know, whatever goal it may be. You up your nutrition, your diet by 50% from what it currently is. And then you up your mental performance by 50%. Then your overall health, we'll call it health and fitness, is going to improve significantly. And in my opinion, and I can only say in my opinion, because as far as I'm aware, there's absolutely no research around this whatsoever, is if you can improve all three by a little bit, you are going to be far better off than if you focus on just one. And it comes back to the whole thing. What I'm going to redesign this triangle right now. So imagine your triangle. I'm going to draw my little bit of paper in front of me. Imagine your triangle that you've got is, you've got your 3 points, nutrition, physical condition, and mental performance. I've now drawn a big circle around that. So the triangle and the 3 points are inside. And then the outside of that triangle is the circle. And the outside of the circle now says lifestyle and behaviours. This has gone off on a little bit of a tangent here, hasn't it? I've completely changed the mode of this podcast right in front of me while I'm sitting here thinking. And that's what we need to look at. And I think as a coach, as an instructor, is if you can install lifestyles and behaviours in people, which is now the circle encompassing my triangle of the 3 points inside the triangle, is you will crack the code. And that is something which I am massively concentrating on. Some people may have seen over the last couple of days I've put out now, just a little bit of a sales pitch here going, is an online coaching one-on-one thing. And I've got two spots left, I think, if anyone does want them. They booked up really quickly, actually. And I'll be openly and honest, I did turn people down as well. Not because it wasn't for them, I don't think I could help them, but they're doing the right things already. They're doing the right things. So the whole one-to-one thing is about having that accountability to change your lifestyles and behaviours. And that's what it's all about. It's going to be me educating, and then not telling you, but guiding you on what to do every day. So, and it's not a long-term thing. I said this to someone else as well. This is not a cool, I'm going to sign up and stick with you for months and months and months. That's not what this. This is about, I say short-term, 2-3 months of me educating and guiding you for those 3 months so you can continue on your own. And some people may say that's supposed to be a silly and you're not going to get paid for much longer. That's not what it is. This is about educating, helping and guiding you so you can go on your own steps, giving you the principles so you can create your own methods. And that is a big thing I'm a fan of. Changing lifestyles and behaviours to improve those 3 points inside that triangle. So if you are interested in that, drop me a message. I've got 2 spots left. And I've got such a wide variety of people on there. We have got people who are looking for fat loss, people who are looking to improve their a running goal. And I've also got a bodybuilding competitor who has jumped onto me and asked for my help and guidance. So yeah, a wide variety. So it doesn't matter what your goal is. Drop me a message. But going back to where I was before, the circle, lifestyle and behaviours. Get them right and they will help these 3 points, this triangle. And that's what it's all about, is the little steps to create the big goal. And that's the way to think about it, is don't think, going back to the fat loss, don't think, cool, I've got 50 pounds to lose. 50 pounds, that's a bit American, wasn't it, that one? Don't think I got 20 kilos to lose by this date. Look at the things you can tick off along the way. I'm going to do 10,000 steps a day. I'm going to do 5 exercise sessions a week. I'm going to hit my calorie target for the day. I'm going to eat my 5 vegetables. Tick them off as you're going along. And that helps motivate. That helps stick you on. Rather than going, cool, I need to lose 20 kilos. That is a long, long way away. That is a big goal. And, you know, 2 weeks down the line, if you've lost 2 kilos, you've done well. But then the way people will look at that is going, I'm getting nowhere because I've still got 18 kilos to lose. And that's the wrong way about doing it. Anyway, I'll hold it there because I said it was going to be nice and short. And it is. So think of your triangle. Draw it out if you need to. And then get that circle now around the outside, which is what I've literally done as I'm sat here thinking and drawing. Hope you enjoyed it. Sean Sharp. Let me know your thoughts. And the next episode, I'm actually going to record today as well. I'm going to do them back to back because I've got a little bit of time this morning. Just for those of you, it's 6 o'clock Monday morning that this is recorded. And I'm going to put it straight out. You might as well sit there thinking, why on earth is he up and about very hyper at 6 o'clock in the morning? I've been up 3 hours already. It's my new little thing. It's my new little thing and I am enjoying it. It's not new actually anymore. Next episode is going to be a little bit of a Q&A one from the email I put out, I don't know when it was, last week sometime, of issues. And I've got a long list of all the issues and I'm going to give you tools and tricks to overcome and hopefully help you on those issues and go from there. So I will see you on the next episode. Once again, thank you for listening. Please share it on your stories and hopefully in the next couple of weeks, I will have something quite big coming out for all you people with an interest in fat loss, health and fat loss mindset. There's your clue. Enjoy your week then, as it's Monday. Have a good week and I will speak to you again soon.